one of the questions you asked was whether or not writing is more difficult to teach. I don't think that it's inherently more difficult to teach than, say, reading, but there are some issues that are involved with writing that might make it less familiar to teachers. Many teachers, in fact, don't consider themselves to be quote-unquote writers, and most of them do very little writing of their own that coincides with the forms of writing that are valued in the English language arts curriculum. So they may, in fact, lack confidence in their own writing and their ability to teach writing because they don't do a lot of it. Unlike reading, where most teachers are accomplished readers, they, you know, had to be able to read well enough to get through school, and maybe read also for our personal reasons. A lot of folks might not engage in a lot of writing activities beyond making lists and writing emails and filling out forms, the things that are typically involved with professional life and daily living. They may not write poetry, for example, or keep a journal, or write creative fiction, or write extensive reports beyond the minimal things that are typically required at work. And so because of that, they often will feel ill-equipped to take on the role of mentor for students in showing them how to negotiate these writing tasks. One of the common things you hear a lot of teachers talk about is poetry. They feel very uncomfortable with teaching poetry because they don't feel comfortable reading or writing poetry. And although that may not be something that is a priority in the curriculum, it is something that can, for example, give access to students who are struggling with writing to writing because it typically is something that's much shorter than writing a report or writing a story. One of the, the premise of the National Writing Project and its affiliates, and we have several here in Michigan, is this whole idea that part of helping teachers become accomplished teachers of writing is helping them view themselves more as writers and feeling comfortable with going through the writing process and engaging in writing tasks. The question that you had asked that does influence what teachers are doing in classrooms is about grading writing.
Mm-hmm.
It does take time, and assessing writing performance is difficult. The grade level content expectations that Michigan has, or for that matter, most states have, offer very little help with actually assigning scores or grades to students' writing, and evaluating writing quality is quite a complex proposition. And it's especially difficult for secondary teachers who typically teach 120, 150 students a day. So it can be quite overwhelming, especially for them. And I think that's one reason why teachers often find it easier, perhaps, to revert to evaluating mechanics, the writing conventions, rather than responding to the student as an author and as a communicative partner who's attempting to inform, persuade, entertain, what have you.
So by conventions, do you mean grammar, punctuation?
Yes, grammar, punctuation, spelling, perhaps handwriting, so forth, yeah. And there's some research that suggests that teachers do tend to do that. There was a study done in 2000, I think it was, that looked at a large sample of writing samples from students in grades 3 and 7 and looked at the comments that teachers made on the students' papers, and the majority of the comments focused on superficial aspects of writing, the conventions, whereas the comments that focused on the content and organization and the quality of the ideas were below the majority. And so I think that there's some evidence out there that teachers do have difficulty figuring out how to communicate about students' writing in terms of focusing on the larger, what we call macro structural issues, the issues around the content, the organization, the style of writing. And those are the things that students need help with just as much as perhaps having difficulty or needing help with their conventions. It is certainly the case that No Child Left Behind privileges reading and math over writing. And that has a number of consequences. One is that professional development activities focus more on reading, math, and science than they do on writing because of that legislation. There's not as much emphasis on aligning standards and curriculum in writing as there is in reading and math and science. And there's not much of a laser focus on assessment and accountability efforts in writing as there is in reading, math, and science. And I think that's why we're seeing, within the past few years, these high-profile reports emerging. That these are a direct response to this lack of emphasis on writing in our education reform movement. And those reports include the reports of the National Commission on Writing. There are three of those that have come out. The Neglected R is one of them. Another one is Writing a Ticket to Work or a Ticket Out. And the third is Writing in School Reform.
I would assume there are curricula out there that would help a teacher implement in the classroom what our grade level content expectations are. So it's not a matter of that we don't know how to do this. It's more a matter of finding, on a district-by-district level, a curriculum that helps them the most?
Well, the thing is that there really isn't.
Oh, there isn't?
No.
Okay.
You know, unlike in reading where we have, you know, entire curricula that have been developed, and not that any curriculum or any set of, you know, for example, Basel series is going to accomplish everything that one needs to do in reading instruction. Those are much more comprehensive and have been developed to a greater degree than anything in writing has. You know, there's step up to writing. And that is by no means an entire writing curriculum. It's a particular approach to scaffolding, to supporting students learning about writing and the writing process. But it's not going to help with the day-to-day teaching that much. And there really isn't anything. I mean, there's you know, the work coming out of Teachers College at Columbia University, you know, Lucy Calkins' work, and also Nancy Atwell, and all these other folks that have been around that are basically their experienced practitioners that propose approaching writing instruction in particular ways based on their experiences in classrooms and working with teachers, and a deep passion for teaching writing. And those are good things, but they haven't submitted those ways of teaching writing to the scrutiny of scientific empirical work.
Mm.
And so this is problematic in that we have recommendations by different folks who are selling products about how to go about teaching writing, and not that those things, that there are elements in there that aren't valuable, that aren't important, or that may not be linked to research evidence, but the entire approach, the entire set of recommendations for what to do, espoused by certain people, haven't been tested out. That research just has not been done.
Well, thank you. I appreciate your time.